Welcome to the Take Back Your Damn Life podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about how to set more effective goals for the new year. Hey, friend, and welcome to the Take Back Your Damn Life podcast, formerly the Growth Tribe podcast, a podcast where we're all about empowering you to take back your damn life on your terms. My name's Ellen, and I'm a former science researcher turned coach. So basically, I know exactly what it's like to feel like you're living a life that's not yours, because I've been there too. Hell, sometimes I still feel like I am. I'm constantly course correcting, learning about myself, and finding new insights and tips that have helped me take back my damn life and create a life I effing love. This podcast is a place for me to share those things with you. On this podcast, you're going to learn how to get clear, confident in who you are, and get consistent and productive AF so that you feel empowered to get out of your damn head and take back your life too. Think of it like productivity, but not just for your to-do list, for your life. So with that, let's get into this episode of the Take Back Your Damn Life podcast. Hey, friend, and welcome back to the podcast. If you're someone who's been with me for a while, has been listening for a while, you know that that intro sounded a little bit different. As I mentioned in the last podcast before we went on hiatus at the end of the year, we're kind of giving a little facelift to the podcast. We got a new name, but really you can expect a lot of the same things, except for one big difference is going to be we're going to be keeping the podcast episodes a little bit shorter, a little bit sweeter. I know you are a busy, busy person, so I'm very intentionally cutting down the length of the podcast, but also really intending to leave you with some very intentional actions for how you can take back your damn life and reflecting on kind of the things that helped me make some changes in the path I was following, the life that I was living. Intention was a really big piece there. So that's really what I'm intending for you to get out of this podcast, those intentional tips, tricks, action steps that are very, very tangible that you can implement in your day-to-day life to take your life back for you, to help you live it on your terms. That's my mission. That's my intention here. So a little bit different, and let's get into today's topic. So I really wanted to kick off, obviously we're kicking off a new year, a new decade. This is the first podcast of 2020 and of this new decade. And I wanted to talk a little bit today about how to set more effective goals for this new year. But don't worry, this isn't going to be a, you know, write it in your planner, blah, 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 like very strategic. We're going to get into the nitty gritty a little bit here too. And this is very much inspired by my goal mapping webinar, which I did recently. So if you weren't able to jump on that goal mapping webinar live, no worries. You can head to coachellen.com/freebies to get in on that. I'm still giving that webinar away. There was so much good stuff in that webinar, and what I'm going to be doing in that is diving a bit deeper into some of the steps that we're going to be talking about today. You'll get the steps in today's podcast, but if you want that deeper dive, a few more examples, you know, just a deeper look at what we're going to be talking about today, that is a great place to head to, coachellen.com/freebies, or you can head over to Instagram. Really, Instagram's a great place to follow me anyway, but you can head on over to @coachellen on Instagram and check out the link in my bio there. Those are two great places to expand upon what we talk about today, but let's really get into it. So again, this was all inspired by my goal mapping webinar. And this notion of goal mapping is very, very new, but essentially it breaks down into three steps. And these are really what I think are the three steps for setting goals that are more effective. So let's really get into it. Step one here, when it comes to setting effective goals, is really about defining your vision and defining your values. So when I say vision, I mean defining the vision that you have for your life, where you want things to ultimately go in your life, when it comes to your family, when it comes to your career, when it comes to your maybe your financial security and stability. Our life and our life experience is defined by so many different things, not just relationships, but environment, you know, career fulfillment and contribution. There's a lot of aspects that can go into it. And the clearer a vision you have for where you ultimately would like your life to go, and again, always subject to change, but the clearer a vision you have for your life, the more able you are to set goals that will intentionally lead you toward that. So defining that vision for yourself is really, really important. also important is your values. So I often used to hear people say, you know, I'm a very value-driven person. But when you ask somebody, okay, well, what are your values? A good chunk of the time, people couldn't tell me what their values actually are. And I feel like there's a big difference between saying, oh yeah, I'm a very value-driven person, and actually being able to say, okay, here are my core values. So do you know what these two things are for you? Do you have a clear picture of what your vision is for your life? And do you have a clear picture of what your values are? So for example, my core values, and again, I have a whole process for going about defining what your core values are. I actually have a mini course that you can find online at coachellen.com/work-with-me. So coachellen.com/work-with-me. Again, just head to coachellen.com and you can click the little coaching tab at the top. But I have a whole mini course for the process by which you can go about defining them. And I've gone through this course myself multiple times. And what I found is that my four core values are authenticity, growth, prosperity, and freedom. Those are my four core values. So I've defined my vision, I've defined my core values, and that's really step one here, because step two then is all about tying the goals that you're setting to those values. So let me say that one more time. So I call this transformational goal setting. But one of the biggest things that I find that people do when it comes to setting goals, and again, this isn't about smart goal setting or any of that crap. One of the things that I find that people do wrong when they're setting goals is they're arbitrarily setting goals that they feel like they should set. You know, maybe you have a business, so you're like, okay, I'm going to set an income goal for my business. But that goal might not have any actual personal meaning to you. You're just doing it because you feel like you should. Maybe you have a goal to grow your email list or whatever. I know this isn't an entrepreneur-focused podcast, but so often we set goals purely because we think we should. You know, if we're maybe not at, you know, the perfect weight for someone of our body type, maybe we set a goal around losing X number of pounds. You know, it's New Year's. I know a lot of people are probably setting weight loss related goals or health related goals. And oftentimes this is the problem with those goals. They're not tied to anything more meaningful than just feeling like this should be a goal that we set. I should meditate. I should work out more. I should eat healthier. I should make this intentional investment in growing my business. You know, whatever. Goals that come from should though, those are goals, in my opinion, that are not going to stick. And we want to make sure our goals really stick here. So step one, we defined our vision and our values. Step two is about tying your goals back to that vision and those values. So what I mean here is this. Maybe you have a big part of your vision that talks about, you know, the career you've built. Maybe you talk about building an incredible community, or maybe you want to be a speaker. Okay. Well, what I mean then by tying your vision back to your, or tying your goals back to your vision, is that you then set a goal that is going to deliberately help you take steps toward that. If your goal is to be a speaker, maybe you set a goal, or your part of your vision is to be a speaker. Maybe you set a goal that is around, okay, I am going to find an opportunity to speak this month or this quarter. I don't care whether it's a paid opportunity. I just want to find an opportunity to speak, which I love using that example because I actually have my first speaking opportunity this Saturday, which I am stoked about. You know, but that is deliberately tying a goal back to a piece of your vision. Maybe you have a piece of your vision that's all around, you know, physical fitness and how physically capable you are. Well, maybe instead of setting a weight loss goal, you set a goal to run a half marathon in June or whatever. Because your goal, if your goal's all around, or your vision is all around physical capability, a weight loss goal isn't going to resonate. But if you can run a half marathon, that's going to tie back to your vision of being incredibly physically capable. Do you see the difference there? It's very much less about these should goals and these, you know, arbitrary things that we can sometimes set our goals around, but very intentional and very personalized to the things that we've created in our vision. Simultaneously, you've got to tie your goals back to your values. So I mentioned earlier that my values are around authenticity, growth, freedom, and prosperity. So as I'm setting goals, what I'm thinking is, will this goal help me grow? Does this goal feel authentic? Will this goal give me freedom? Will it give me prosperity? I'm very intentionally, essentially checking my goals against my values. It's a very, very deliberate action here. And if maybe I'm trying to set a goal that doesn't align with my values, I'm able to catch that. You want to make sure everything's in alignment, that your goal is not only going to lead you towards your future vision, but that it's very much aligned with your core values. If something's out of alignment, then you're going to resist it. That's the big purpose and point of checking in with your values, is to make sure that you're not resisting the goals that you set. You want to make sure that it feels good to actually work toward achieving them. So those are our first two steps here, is to define your vision and your values. I call this kind of the clarity piece. So my three pillars of coaching are clarity, confidence, and consistency. Defining your vision and your values is really the clarity piece. And then the tying your goals back to your values is really the confidence piece. You're confident that everything's in alignment, that everything's ultimately going to lead you to the kind of life you want that makes you even more invested in those goals. So define your vision and your values, tie your goals back to your vision and your values. Make sure everything aligns. And now when we get into consistency, this is where we're getting a little bit strategic. So for those of you that are very strategy-brained, I got you. You know, achiever, Enneagram, type 3, I've got you. So the last step here is to really create a consistent map for achieving them. And this is really where your systems, your strategies, maybe you're a planner person, comes into play. So essentially what my recommendation is here for how to approach this is you want to do three things. You want to break down the actions that you need to take to achieve this goal. You want to talk through or show yourself where you might need to set boundaries around that goal. And I'll talk to you about what I mean by that in just a second. And lastly, you need to proactively schedule and plan this goal into your life. You know, make it a priority. Show yourself that this is a priority. So I'm going to kind of break down these little sub-steps a little bit further. So the clarity piece of, you know, creating that map in your planner is ultimately the what and the how of your goal. I tend to start this process with a big brainstorm, like an epic brainstorm of basically answering the question of what needs to happen for me to achieve this goal. So when I did the goal mapping webinar, one of the examples that I used is to like run a half marathon. So what are the things that need to happen for me to achieve a goal of running a half marathon? And I'll either write this brainstorm into my planner or somewhere else that's accessible. I really like Evernote because it syncs very seamlessly across my computer, my phone, my iPad, basically any, you know, device that I could potentially be using, I could sync Evernote to. So, but I'll usually write this brainstorm down. So what needs to happen for me to achieve this goal? Say run a marathon. Well, I probably need to register for a marathon, you know, pick which marathon, half marathon I want to run and register for it. I might need new running shoes. I might need to figure out a training plan. You know, I might need to, you know, actually train. So maybe scheduling time into my day each week or my, you know, different times of day where I'm actually doing my training runs. So these are getting very, very clear on the what and the how of the goal and essentially brainstorming the action steps that I'm going to need to take. So that's kind of step 3A or whatever. That's the first part of our third step here. The second part, after you've clarified the what and the how, is to address that confidence piece. This is where you're going to have to address the boundaries you're going to need to set for this goal. For example, basically you're kind of thinking of all of the obstacles that are going to come up ahead of time. You're being proactive about them. So what is this goal going to cost? Maybe from the perspective of how much time is it going to take me? How much money is it going to take me? So what's the potential cost of this goal? And what are the potential obstacles that are going to come up? That's kind of part of cost, but really we're just trying to be proactive about thinking about what might get in the way of me achieving this goal. Again, if we're thinking about running a half marathon, maybe what would get in the way is time. It's going to take time for you to do those training runs. It's going to take time for you to actually go out and get fitted for running shoes. It's going to take time away from, you know, significant others and kids. So the time aspect is something you really, really need to consider if you want to actually run a half marathon. And the big thing here is if we're proactive about considering what those obstacles are, we can more effectively deal with them, manage them, overcome them. So that's really the point of this step, is thinking about what are the potential obstacles that are going to come up, that are going to get in the way. Maybe you have a significant other or a friend that's not supportive. Okay, think about that ahead of time, make a game plan, ask them for their support, or ask them what they would need from you for them to support this, whatever. But proactively address those obstacles ahead of time so that when they do come up, you're ready for it, you know? So get clear on the what and the how of the goal, and then proactively think about what are some of the obstacles that could come up. And then last but not least is thinking about how you can be consistent. And this is really where your systems are going to come in. This is really, whether you use a planner or a calendar, this is where it's going to really come into play here, is come back to that brainstorm you did earlier. Come back to that brainstorm of all of the things that have to happen for you to achieve this goal, and start to prioritize them. Ask yourself, what needs to happen first here? So if we think about that half marathon example, you know, what needs to happen first there? Well, it's probably going to be hard to train if you don't have running shoes. It's probably going to be hard to train if you don't have any sort of training plan to follow. When I did half marathons way back when, I found a training plan online that I could very easily follow. So what has to come first here? If you're starting a business, maybe you got to buy the domain and all that before you actually start your business and register your LLC and all of that, you know, whatever. But there are steps that have to come first before you can do the other steps. So think about what these things are and then start writing those things into your planner. I actually think half marathon is a great example, because obviously you're not going to sign up for your half marathon, put on your running shoes, and then just go run at 13.1 miles. If you can do that, please God, DM me on Instagram, because I want to know. You are superhuman and I want to cheer you on for that. But there's a buildup that has to happen there if you're preparing to run a half marathon. If you've never run before, you got to start maybe by walking a mile, then running a mile, then running 2 and 6 and 12 until you get to the point where you can run 13.1 miles. So these are the things that you can write into your planner of, you know, this week I need to do a 3-mile training run or a 6-mile training run. These are the benchmarks and some of the daily, weekly, and monthly actions that you can then write into your planner to make sure you're staying consistent and staying on top of achieving your goals. So let's recap real quick, because these are really the things you need to think about, in my opinion, to set the most effective goals you can going into this new year and into this new decade. So firstly, we talked about having to get very clear on your vision and your values. This is your guide. This is going to inform the goals that you're setting and make them personally meaningful to you. So you've got to make sure you're getting very clear on your vision and your values. Again, if you're not sure how to go about doing this, I have a values mini course, which is so awesome, on my website. Just head to coachellen.com and click on coaching, or head to Instagram and DM me and I will hook you up. After you've defined your vision and your values, then you've just got to set your goals and make sure your goals are aligned with that vision and with those values. Ask yourself those questions. Is it going to help me grow? Does it feel authentic? All of that, to connect it back to your values and the vision that you have for your life. And then last but not least, create a map. Use your planner, use your systems to get very, very clear on the what and the how of your goal, as well as to get confident about proactively thinking about what are some of the obstacles that might come up here. And last but not least, scheduling things consistently in your planner so that you are proactive about achieving them. These are my tips, 3 big tips for how you can effectively set goals for this new year, heading into this new decade. And I hope you guys have gotten so much out of this. If you have any questions, please do not hesitate to reach out to me on Instagram at Coach Ellen, or reach out to me on my website at coachellen.com. Again, if you want to dive in deeper into this content, head to coachellen.com/freebies and you'll get access to the full goal mapping webinar. I deep dive into all of this in an hour-long webinar, and I know it's going to be super helpful for you. So that's all. That's our first episode of the Take Back Your Damn Life podcast, our, I don't know, like 80-something episode overall. But I hope you're loving this. I hope you like the direction that we're starting to go, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next time. Thanks, friend. Bye. But before you go, one last thing. If you enjoyed the hell out of this episode, there's a couple things you could do. podcasts grow and thrive because of you, the listener. You help me and my guests spread this message of taking back your damn life. And so I would appreciate it if you would share this episode. Maybe you have a friend that you think absolutely would love it. You could also rate the podcast, submit a review, or just share a screenshot on your Instagram story so that I can shout you out and send you a huge thank you. Otherwise, that's really it for now. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, friend, go take back your damn life.